This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Xcel Energy faces new lawsuits due to its alleged role in starting the devastating Marshall Fire nearly 2 years ago. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
That fire claimed more than 1,000 homes in Boulder County and two lives. One victim was 91-year-old Nadine Turnbull. Before a two-year statute of limitations runs out, her family has filed a lawsuit to recover damages from Colorado's largest utility. A coalition of local governments filed a separate suit along similar grounds. Both come after a sheriff's investigation concluded an Xcel power line sparked one of two fires that later merged to form the main blaze. The company disputes those findings and says its equipment did not play a role. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Residents on the western slope may notice more helicopters in the sky than usual, especially over remote areas. Colorado Parks and Wildlife is using those helicopters to study big game animals, including elk. Colorado Parks and Wildlife's John Livingston says the agency uses a sling-like device to fly pregnant elk cows to research sites.
The relatively short disturbance is going to give us decades worth of crucial knowledge and data to help manage these species the best we can.
Livingston says that includes trying to figure out why elk populations are dwindling in the southwestern part of the state. The helicopter-propelled research will continue into January and possibly February in some areas. Members of the Ataman are preparing to make their annual trek up Pikes Peak to set off New Year's Eve fireworks. The tradition began over a century ago in 1922. In Denver, a mild weekend for 2023. This is going to be high in the 50s. This is CPR News.